511. It's the 263rd edition of Houston Wrestling Radio.
This is Abel.
This is Travis. Travis. We totally fucked it up. I'm Abel. He's Chris. He's Arnold.
Fusion.
Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today, guys. We very much appreciate it. If you are joining us live, log into your Google account. Then you can follow along in the live chat. You could ask us questions, talk shit, fact check us, just say hello, whatever. If I see it in the live chat, I'll try to involve you in the show and get some audience participation. If you're not watching us live, that's okay. You can still interact with us on Facebook, facebook.com/Houston Wrestling Radio, and on Twitter at H Wrestling Radio, or you can just leave a comment right here in the old YouTube thing, right? Hey, are you still uploading to the Podbean or no?
Actually, I am.
You are.
I added last week's episode over the weekend because my data was very low since I don't have internet at the house. So my local washateria has 5G, man.
Mexican over here.
Yeah, legal, man.
Fucking traveling, and man.
By the time we finish
our episode, wants to walk with Chris?
Not even me. Tonight, around 10-ish, last week's episode will be uploaded to Podbean. And then hopefully by the end of the week, this episode.
So for you people that want to do old school, just regular podcasting, there you go. Thank you, Chris.
In Exile intro.
Yes.
I hope they like the music because I've been throwing random shit. Actually, I was going to put one of your In Exile songs for this week.
Fucking Exile. I'm not part of the band anymore. It takes a swig of beer.
We don't talk about it anymore.
Yeah. So, Chris, you're the car guy, right?
Man, I will never, ever have enough money to get my hands on a Ford GT.
A custom Ford GT.
I'll tell you what's wrong with it.
What?
It's a Ford.
You know the acronym for Ford, right?
What is it?
Fix or repair daily?
I see.
As a person that used to own a Thunderbird, I know exactly what that's like.
Found on road.
Bitch,
dead.
Please.
Found on road.
But we're not struggling as much as John Cena's struggling. Man.
He didn't see that coming.
I wonder who Ford's going to give this season the summons to.
Yeah, imagine trying to serve John Cena. Like, he'd be standing right in front of you. You'd be able to see him.
Hey, you can't see him. You can't see him. They must have figured out a way to serve him because John Cena is getting sued by Ford Motor Company. The details, basically, Ford made this custom vehicle, a custom Ford GT. So, nice, badass car. Well, according to some people. And
Italia, right?
This is a contract for you to keep it for I think it was like two or three years.
Two years.
Drive around, be happy, tell people, hey, I got a Ford, I'm John Cena, and that'll help our brand recognition. Okay, cool.
Don't sell it.
What does he do?
A month.
He sells it.
A month. I bet there's still a new car smell. There's probably a little bit of Nikki Bella smell in the back seat. Yeah. But it's a month, dude. A month.
You could look and touch.
How much did he sell it for? $500,000.
Jesus. Well, he dropped about $300,000 on it. I mean, there.
But he fucking turned a profit.
Yeah.
He turned a fucking profit.
He's a good businessman.
But that's
Ford didn't see that coming.
Yeah, but that's not new to the retail industry, man. Especially right now when you're getting rare Aston Martins and Vulcans and Ferrari FKKs and shit, where they're only gonna make 100. You sign documentation on that all the time. Ferrari's got a specific track car where you're not buying to keep the car. You're buying to use the car at the track whenever it's available. It's in writing. This is what it's for. This is what you have to adhere to. This isn't the first time that somebody's actually done a limited term lease on a car before you can actually do whatever the fuck you want with it, even though you're giving them all your money. So Cena apparently in the litigation said that he needed the money for upcoming bills, as in someone's getting fucking married soon to a chick that's on Total Divas.
Yeah.
So yes,
I saw that rock.
You got it on layaway.
Make Dwayne Johnson feel small.
Right. So, can we infer that maybe John Cena, the face that runs this place, is running into money issues? I mean, I can't imagine John Cena.
No, he just got caught being a piece of shit.
I think Cena just saw the opportunity and thought, "Oh, I'm John Cena. Nothing's gonna happen.
No one's even gonna know."
Maybe he didn't read the contract. Maybe he didn't know that it was just like a promotional thing. Maybe he was just like, yeah, whatever, sign it.
He's even admitted.
Okay.
In the documents that he knew about about the lease, and he had to sell it. Because so apparently he got an offer he could not refuse.
So he's either broke, or he's an idiot, or what else?
I'm leaning towards idiot.
Yeah.
Idiot. Or I'm leaning towards taking an opportunity instead of being impatient. The key word, impatient.
Okay.
You know? I would do the same thing.
But then you're going to wind up getting sued, and you have to get all the money all back.
Yeah, plus damages.
Plus damages.
For the brand.
Because he's John Cena. The money he made for it, he could put it right back. He's a face.
If Ford wanted that publicity.
Vince McMahon would be like, well, how much is it? 10. I got it. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just for publicity, you know, I'm not really admitted this before. I have been watching some of John Cena's videos on YouTube. He has a channel devoted to his cars.
But you can't see his.
Well, you see the car and you hear a voice. Yeah. It's no different than Top Gear.
Being narrated.
And yeah. And so if they wanted the
publicity. That guy sounds like the bull from Ferdinand.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
He can drive.
Dude, if they wanted the attention, they could have just let them borrow the car, or he could have just borrowed somebody else's car just to have it on the channel. You know, if he's going to buy it, dude, that's the contract that you signed, dude. That,
we finally got the Cena heel turn we've all been waiting for. It's a heel.
No. He has to show up at WrestleMania behind the wheel of a Chevy. Exactly. Corvette Stingray 50th anniversary. Oh, that's really in Detroit. Yeah. That's going to jab right in the cooler.
Oh, that's going to be a petition for
you know what? WrestleMania 35 in Detroit.
And whatever his fucking t-shirt is, that's a custom paint job on there. Would that be even worse? Okay, we got a Robert. What's up, Robert? Nice seeing you again. New name that I haven't seen here, Jesse Garcia. Welcome.
He's been in here before.
Has he?
Once or twice. Yeah, she's cool.
Okay, well, my bad. I didn't recognize her. Yeah, she's probably a guy. I would assume a guy. I don't know.
What up, Jesse?
It started off with a question, but we'll get to that. You know,
Jesse Garcia, tell them if you're a dude or not.
Well,
bet.
It's with the E, so I don't know. I mean, maybe if it was with an
I. Short for Jessica, maybe.
Well, yeah, but then it would have an I. J-E-S-S-I?
We digress. Let's fucking go
okay.
on with
okay, fine. We'll talk a little
Jesse,
Japanese.
What type of gonads do you have in your pants?
Are they down there or are they up here? Okay, so.
All the gonads are down there.
So a couple of years ago, Tetsuya Naito got his opportunity to main event Wrestle Kingdom. Yeah. But his storyline was so in the tanker that it was a fan vote. It was either Okada versus Naito for the heavyweight title, or Tanahashi versus Nakamura for the Intercontinental title.
Okay.
And the fan vote actually had Nakamura and Tanahashi main event over their heavyweight champion.
Okay.
Now we're walking into Wrestle Kingdom in a couple of weeks. Would you rather see Tetsuya Naito versus Kazuchika Okada main event the show, or would you do Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho for the U.S. title?
Chris Jericho, because I'm fucking... I don't say because I'm American, because they're not American, but I speak English.
When it comes to name recognition, I'm going to be like, well,
that's the one I'm going to care about.
But I know that I'm selling short everything New Japan's doing, because I'm American, so I'm with the American guys. I don't know.
One of them's American.
I'm sure that, whatever they got going with Naito and Tanahashi and all, I'm sure that's, more Okada. Prestige, or excuse me, Okada. I'm sure that's
gonna be a badass match.
Match would probably be better.
Good.
So I don't know. That's kind of an unfair question to ask, I would think. But I mean, my knee jerk reaction, Jericho, because I know the guy. Omega, I know the guy.
We have a bumper for our podcast with Jericho, so of course,
inspired him to do his podcast. He never heard of a podcast before.
Yeah, he never heard of one. Not from Texas.
Would you pay money to see 205 live?
No,
I barely pay $9.99 a month to see 205. I don't see it.
You pay $9.99 a month to watch NXT.
Yes,
and have pay per views.
That's it. And Owens 365.
Yeah,
really good.
It's really good.
Really, really good.
Yeah,
I recommend it.
You both watched it. I haven't watched it.
I've watched 90% of it. 95% of it. Yeah, I'm on the last day.
He's like 300. He's got like 2 weeks to go.
I'm literally on day 365 of his countdown of the days.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking badass. It's a badass documentary. A legit Kevin Steen. It's legit Kevin Steen, not Kevin Owens. So it's pretty badass. A lot of behind the scenes shit.
Hmm.
Yeah, you see a lot of true colors backstage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I asked because they're 205s on the road. They're going to be hitting the road specifically, just 205.
Just them.
Not co-branding with NXT. No co-branding with
SmackDown. They're going to be with I thought they were going to be with SmackDown.
There's three dates. There's three dates in January.
One's in Poughkeepsie.
Lowell, Massachusetts, which is the outskirts of Boston.
Yeah.
If TNA could sell out a pay-per-view in Lowell, Massachusetts, WWE is gonna have to eat a lot of crow if they can't sell out a WWE product.
Depending on the arena. Because if WWE could sell out the fucking Astro Arena, they can't sell out fucking Toyota Center.
They sold it out for Survivor Series.
Well, yeah, it's fucking Survivor. It's Big Four. But for a house show? Shit, we were at a fucking NXT. Those, man, we were like... Us three were fucking 25% of the population there.
And I ain't talking to you.
Well, if y'all lost a little weight, y'all wouldn't have felt that way.
It's the holidays.
Let's start with NXT.
Okay.
Ooh, I didn't watch it.
Neither did I.
Highlights. I watched it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had the Street Profits versus Sabatelli and Moss. All right. You know. But the match that it might be my match of the week pick. I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff from Raw too.
Before you get there, okay. There was also Kyrie Sane against Peyton Royce.
Yeah, that was decent. Yeah,
I saw parts of that whenever we were getting here
last week. Yeah, it was background noise.
But yeah. I kind of also didn't really care about it.
You don't like Peyton Royce.
No, well, that too, but also the fact that like
again, this Japanese of, and he's American.
This set of tapings, I'm like, dude. Let's get past what I was there live for. Let's get past NXT TakeOver.
That was 2 weeks after TakeOver, and it was filmed the day before.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't care. And that's part of the reason why, even though I have a match of the week being Mandrews and Dunn versus Mustache Mountain, even though, man, I got to take a little something away from it. That's why I feel like I could be swayed. And we're just talking about match of the week here.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get too much into it. Oh, it was a really good match.
Yeah.
There wasn't much story going into or coming out of it, but damn, them UK boys can go.
I just saw this GIF floating around on Facebook last week of Mandrews trying to do the double knees. So Pete Dunne did like the backstabber with the four knees of death. Yeah, I was like, that. I need to go back and watch this.
Oh, yeah. Knees. There was a Hurricanrana that got turned into a powerbomb. It was nice. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that was really cool. So there was a lot of awesome tandem offense that just like mixes of different styles of lucha and then, you know, regular, UK style and all that. It is really cool.
I was here pretty much the entire show last week when it was in the background while you were feeding us.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And the biggest detraction from the entire thing was the setup there at Aztec Theater in San Antonio where they had these tapings.
Oh, yeah.
It looked worse than Full Sail.
Oh, yeah.
Worse.
Yeah. It was like one row of people behind the ring.
That felt like the TNA taping that they did in the Manhattan Ballroom when they turned off all the lights and all you could see were like the people in the first two rows and that's it. That was a horrible setup, dude. And it took away the vibe of me watching
for
the show.
For what they are, yeah. Like if you see that like on local wrestling on access channels, hey, that's a pretty decent that's a pretty decent crowd they had, But for the fucking WWE NXT. Like, that didn't look like for a fucking billion dollar brand or whatever. Dude, it looked like there was fucking 40 people there.
Yeah.
No, that didn't look, it wasn't a good look.
That might just be the venue.
Oh, yeah. The venue's ugly.
Yeah.
I've been there for Limp Bizkit and MGK. It was horrible.
You saw MGK?
Not by choice. They opened. It's not like, oh my God, Machine Gun Kelly. Nah,
you said Limp Bizkit and MGK and you asked about MGK, you son of a bitch.
No, I was not surprised at all by Limp Bizkit. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm Limp Bizkit, but you went and saw MGK?
Obviously Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. They could have picked a better place. Where? I'm not sure. They sure as fuck ain't going to go back to where they had TakeOver San Antonio in January. They could have gone
to the Cantinita. I heard that's kind of empty.
Yeah, that's empty now. Yeah.
That's space available.
Yeah.
How about Raw?
Oh, Raw was the definition of Raw.
You woke?
I'm woke. I am officially woken.
You officially woken?
Yes.
You woke?
I'm napping.
You napping?
I'm napping.
Get the fuck out of my apartment.
Oh, okay.
I know why I'm more hyped than you guys are.
Okay, why?
Because you guys lived it in TNA. You guys are actually
that's woke. Half of the reason.
Yeah.
That's my half. I'll give you that.
The fact that it's not broken or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And the whole woken thing, I don't mind that. That's because it's the WWE. Mm-hmm. It's their own thing on it. I fucking love it because
okay.
Since I was 12, I'm 30 now. I've never been a Matt Hardy guy.
Okay.
I do not like Matt Hardy. I think his matches are boring.
Aaron Garcia are never going to get along.
Yeah, like I don't care how many tornadoes he can slap. I don't care about any of that type of stuff. When version 1, 2, 6,
dude, nine. He boxed a kangaroo.
Man.
Well, he's getting there.
Matt Hardy.
Okay.
Now, Woken Matt Hardy, I can get into because just one promo alone, I'm in. I saw him get interviewed by TMZ earlier this year, I was in. Before
this podcast with Jericho, when he's in fucking character,
just him talking. I don't ever need to see him wrestle. Mm-hmm. Him talking is enough for me to be like, "What the fuck is he saying?" Mm-hmm. And it's just beautiful. I love that it was the dynamic of him and Bray Wyatt doing this because he is the exact opposite of Bray Wyatt as far as my reaction to what they say. Because Bray Wyatt says idiotic, fucking retarded shit, and you're just like, "What?" Matt Hardy says even more idiotic retarded shit. He's like, yeah. Every time he says something, I do the fucking thing with him. I'm like, oh. Every time he says something, I get so excited and laughing.
I bet Bianca really appreciates that.
I'm so interested in fucking.
Next time, have Bianca sit on your lap while you watch that promo. It's like a freaking sharper image refiner. You're going, oh.
But no, I'm so interested in this character. And that's more than I've ever said about Matt Hardy. And I'm talking about TLCs. I'm talking about WrestleManias. I'm talking about all this shit. The shirt was with the Nets and looking all goth and shit. Fucking Hot Topic 2001 style. Looking Matt Hardy. To Justin Gabriel flipping him over the rope. You know, all that type of Matt Hardy. I never gave a shit about Matt Hardy. Okay. He was just bland. And Jeff Hardy was just the exciting one.
Yeah. I get it. I feel that sentiment because, when Matt Hardy was supposed to be, the heart and soul of SmackDown, I was like, no, he's a snooze fest of SmackDown. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
With the version one stuff and you had the MF-er, the Matt 2 follower, like, okay, that was kind of cool.
With him and MVP was cool.
The matches were good with him.
They made themselves better, both of them in that feud. But I can see where you're coming from. In the WWE, I can see where you're coming from.
For the most
part.
Especially
since they came back. Like, thing of Matt, the Hardy Boys.
The novelty's gone.
That's gone.
Yeah.
And especially since Jeff got hurt. The past couple of weeks he's been on TV and just like, something needs to happen and it happened.
For the most part, throughout the duration of just regular old Matt Hardy, his career, I get you. He's been kind of boring.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that. Now, I say that I'm napping. Now, when I say that I'm napping on this, I'm not like dead dog asleep, like can't wake me up at all. I'm just kind of like in and out, like whatever. Because, man, I'm not 100% there yet with this promo. And the reason why this promo, I don't know what you're giggling about, but I'm sure you're giggling about something. But let me get this out there. This particular promo, I did not enjoy Bray and Matt because I feel like Matt needs to have more of a normal guy to make his weird look crazy, you know? Him trying to duel with Bray right now. I want to see Matt versus Bray eventually. I don't want to see it right now. And when they're just like trying to do the things, I feel like it's like, hey, we got a crazy guy, but here's another crazy guy. This is the crazy you know. This is the crazy you don't know.
That's why it works. Because what do we always bitch about? We hate the same old shit. And that's the same old shit. Crazy guy against the same guy. Oh man, you know, tells fucking oldest time. Crazy guy against a crazy guy. Who the fuck is more crazy?
The problem with that is you don't for the people that have seen Matt Hardy.
Yes.
The reason I was laughing at you
is because I was broken.
Okay. I was waiting for you to say that TNA so far, just on one promo, TNA has actually done a better job than WWE with the Matt Hardy thing. Because that one little blanket in the background, I don't know what the fuck that was. Like, did they just grab that from Michaels or something? Like, I think that fits
the broken stuff because the broken stuff's always been low budget. And it looks like it's cheap. It looks like himself. Yeah, it looks like it was himself. I don't like when we first saw fucking Vanguard One pop up in front of Jeff to challenge Jeff. Like it looks so stupid and cheesy and like low budget. Like I dug that part. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm napping. I'm
low not 100% budget is awake a $15 yet. Remote control helicopter from Family Dollar. The drone's not low budget. the cinematography of the whole backstage scenes and Matt at home. Compared to that, I would have preferred to see just Matt sitting on the corner with the with like white walls in the background as opposed to like this $4 blanket that was behind him.
I think but that here's made the, it even better.
But here's the biggest problem. Especially for the casual audience, you don't want to come across that the broken Matt Hardy character is a product of Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
Because what? Because you just said it yourself. We already had someone that did, oh, let's talk nonsense, talk nonsense. And it was cool in the beginning. Everybody took out their flashlights. Mm-hmm. And then Bray won the title and lost it 1 month later. And where is he now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the other half of the problem. Because I said this last week. Fans that love Broken Matt and TNA, fans that love that Broken Matt had all the control and this all came out of his fucked up head and it was so entertaining that it kept TNA afloat until their next sale to the next idiot.
Yeah.
As when they, as soon as they see that they're not going to get what they saw before, as in what did they do with Matt and TNA? They put the carriage behind him and he towed that company. The second that they don't, that he takes a title match of any title and loses, oh my God, it's a burial because it's fucking Broken Man and he can do this and this and he's better than Jeff and blah, 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 blah. That's all we're going to get. And people are going to completely forget about this.
I get it. But okay. I also read a report today that Vince fucking loves the character.
Yeah, I just see that.
And Vince gives him full control of the character. Like, you do what the fuck you want to do.
And if that
if
and
Vince says that,
if that's the case, then I am optimistic.
Yeah.
This one promo, we're fucking overanalyzing the shit out of one fucking promo. But this one promo isn't enough for me to be fully woken along with him yet.
I get it.
Because I still have my reservations. Is WWE going to do this right? But that news, that gives me optimism. I want to see Strasgard. I want to see Vanguard 1. I want to see Senor Benjamin. I want to see King Maxwell and everybody.
New kid too.
And yeah, Brother you Nero. Got a new kid and Brother Nero. And what other crazy shit are you going to involve other people with? Are we going to go back to the Lake of Reincarnation and dunk somebody in there and like all of a sudden we're have an old gimmick come back? Like, are you going to dunk Kane in the Lake of Reincarnation and then he comes out as Dr. Isaac
Yankum? Ascension.
Yeah, or Ascension. Yeah. Like, is that going to happen? Are we going to have people fighting on forklifts? Are we going to have the Hardy brand logo on fire? Like,
the reason why I'm holding back is because of Vince McMahon. His definition of success is not necessarily the fans' definition of success. If Vince sells merch and gets money, that's his idea of success. I don't have a thought in my mind. I am not optimistic at all that Matt Hardy is going to hold any kind of singles title with this gimmick. And that is going to be reflective of what fans believe.
Yeah.
Is success to Matt Hardy, because we've seen how successful Matt can be when given the opportunity in this gimmick. And I don't doubt for once that Vince is not going to give him that level.
As far as I know, and I could be wrong on this, correct me if I'm wrong. As far as I know, there wasn't any specifically broken merch back from TNA days, well, was there
a lot of broken merch?
I don't remember there being
pro wrestling
like
tees sold a lot of it.
Did it?
Yeah.
Do you think that? That's all it's going to take. It's going to take the merch. One fucking iconic
shirt. Look at Enzo. He's still around because of the merch.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so we're going to get that?
But that goes back to what level of success.
If next week there's a broken Matt Hardy shirt, you buying it?
No.
Why not?
I have a broken Matt shirt now.
Are you buying it?
No.
I tuned into TNA to watch him, but I'm not going to buy any of his stuff.
Yeah.
And that goes back to the original argument last week. Do you see broken Matt with a singles title above Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, The Miz, Samoa Joe, Finn Balor Raw?
No, but I see what the fuck they're doing now. They're building up that Intercontinental title with Roman.
Mm-hmm.
They're making it big. So, because he's going to drop it and go get the fucking Universal from Brock. So that when Matt or anybody else is next, that belt means something again. Even though... Well, Miz did a damn good job of it, but WWE did a good job of letting him do it.
Well, it's not always about belts. It's about stories, and if the story is good enough, then
Fast forward to the SmackDown promo. I can't wait to talk about that shit.
But if you do want to talk about belts and titles, well, what did Matt do the day before they came back at WrestleMania?
Lost the belt.
They lost the tag team titles because they were on the expedition of gold, where they're going around winning tag titles. It was him and Brother Nero. So you know what? They got a Raw tag title to win, and they got a SmackDown tag title to win. So
But Nero ain't coming back for a minute, I think. Well, he's
still already won the titles.
Oh, yeah.
WrestleMania.
Yeah, but not as broken. So they could still win it. Yeah. They could still win it. And they could go to SmackDown and win theirs.
And to me,
if you want to put the measuring stick as titles and what titles can he, there's a title that they could fight for.
Storyline, Matt versus Bray, that's not going to cut it for me. If it takes losses for Matt Hardy to become woken, how about give me Matt Hardy, Broken Hardy beats Finn enough that we get woken Matt versus Demon Finn.
Okay.
That story will get me. Right now, Bray Wyatt is now what Big Show was for quite some time, where you put something with Big Show and he gets sucked to the abyss of nothingness as far as what I care about in wrestling. And right now, that's Bray.
Well, with the broken Matt stuff in TNA, one of the things that was really good about it wasn't just the fact that it was Matt. When it was first, it was Matt versus Brother Nero. That was cool. Then Matt versus Decay. Decay doesn't get enough fucking credit for what they did with the broken Matt stuff.
And Abyss.
They were, Abyss and Crazy Steve and Rosemary and all them, they were just as fucking weird. And can Bray come back with another Bray family and do weird shit? Yeah. Can we get Finn to do weird shit with them? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or can they just get the Ascension? Or who knows? I mean, they can. There's things out there to do. Just whether or not they'll do it right. Now, I want to get to a comment that Robert in the live chat said, I've already seen pics of the action figure online.
Nice. There you go.
But Robert, are you buying it?
So my biggest complaint from Raw is not the Matt versus Bray stuff.
Okay.
You're telling me a female wrestler that's been out for over a year, you're not going to make the general audience pay $9.99 a month to watch her first match back? You're going to give it away on Raw against Paige?
Yes, because
against
Sasha?
Their
next pay-per-view is until like fucking March.
Whose fault is that? WWE should have New Year's resolution the first week of January to combat Wrestle
Kingdom. They're dealing with the cards that they've been dealt with. And like you said, every time they go to a Big Four city, they put on a Big Four show. And that's what Monday was. Monday was one of the best.
Where were they?
Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the best fucking Raws I've seen in a long time. And that was one of the highlights of the night. Paige, in her first match in a fucking year, goes 20 minutes. 20 fucking minutes in the first match that she's had since a lot of shit went down in her life. And her and Sasha Banks fucking had a badass match.
They did really good. It was a really good match.
It shows us again. It reminds us how good Sasha is. It reminded us how good Paige used to be.
That's a good keyword because I'm going to touch on that in a second.
Exactly. Used to be. Because, you could tell.
This is not all of Paige that I remember. Something's not right. Her character is like askew.
Yes.
So it's going to take some time for her to get back to
something is missing. And it might be.
The pairing. At having her. I don't think she needed these two.
No. If anything, it might be adding that fourth member.
The fourth member?
The person who they haven't touched in 2 weeks.
Asuka.
Nia Jax.
So you think this is a recruiting type thing?
That, or it's going to lead to Asuka versus Paige.
A reveal that she was behind it all.
Yeah, it's going to lead to Asuka versus Paige singles match soon, or build up to it, and we're going to get some badass matches from them too, because we just saw, again, the badass little test run that Paige can still hang in the ring and make a good match with Sasha Banks. If she can have a badass match with Asuka, then fuck. And then eventually have Asuka be part of the fold or have her be the leader the whole time, like you said last week.
Mm-hmm. So, or have Asuka be the one, have them turn their back on Paige and join Asuka. The women's revolution was almost 4 years ago. That's old news.
Even better. Yeah.
It's Asuka time.
Either way, Absolution, it's working on Raw. They have not flamed out the way the Riot Squad has on SmackDown. On Raw?
Whoa. Really?
Watch SmackDown.
I did.
Yeah.
They were
lumberjills in 2 weeks.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Absolution is legit on Raw. They're a fucking force to be reckoned with on Raw for the women. So
Mandy and Sonya make a great pair together already because they've had that chemistry on the road.
And Mandy looks fucking hilarious trying to bounce to the rhythm of Paige's song.
No rhythm white girl.
Yeah, yeah. Sonya don't need that shit. She just like.
But she straightened her hair, though.
But no, that was one of the highlights of the night, man. That was a damn good match they had there. Paige and Sasha, candidate for match of the week.
What about you?
What about it?
Paige versus Sasha.
It was good. I like it.
Yeah.
I would say match of the week candidate as well. I don't know if it's my pick. I need one of you guys to convince me, but then again, we're just talking about week. I don't think anything
It's a candidate for me, regardless of my business side of, you know, don't give that shit away for free. But
It was
still fucking good. I just I get that feeling that she needs a little more to get back into her own rhythm.
It kind of irks me when people say that don't give it away for free. I pay $100+ for cable a month. So that ain't free. That's like fucking 10
network subscriptions. I saw a stream on Facebook Live, so I didn't even need cable.
Yeah. That's not giving it away for free.
You know, man, if it wasn't...
Oh, Netflix and chills ain't cheap. My fucking rent, the Xbox, the TV.
Exactly. Dude, if it wasn't for wrestling, I would have already suggested that in our household, hey, let's just roll with Hulu and Netflix and that's it.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, but no
Facebook wrestling. Stream. Search on the video stream. Search WWE Raw live stream or SmackDown live stream.
I don't want to be illegal.
It's not illegal. I'm learning Spanish because it's the Spanish league from Fox Sports 3 in Peru.
They noticed a big ass SAP sign on SmackDown today.
I miss Hugo Savinovich, by the way.
Putting that bilingualness to work there, aren't you?
Sí, pendejo.
Okay. That won't necessarily work in my household.
She's halfway there already.
Well, sometimes.
Dude.
So a little bit of Mexican in her.
Explain to me why we started off Raw with 40 minutes of Roman Reigns.
Because he sells that fucking asshole title backwards, fucking wearing one backpack strap, cool guy does this in high school. Yeah. Oh, girls love it.
I don't care. I don't care about the way he holds the title belt because just the other day somebody posted up and saying, "Oh man, remember when Stone Cold and like they were like, oh yeah, Stone Cold, he was dragging the belt across the fucking the floor." So I'm like,
Umaga had a belt in his mouth.
Yeah, he had a belt.
Bate has his belt in his mouth.
Yeah. This whole he holds the title wrong.
Paige like, had it in her mouth for a while. You know where that belt has been?
Paige did a lot more.
Who's the one in Japan that literally throws the fucking belt across the fucking the rap. Is it Naito? No.
It's Naito.
He fucking throws the belt.
No.
I just meant like, I'm the cool guy.
Yeah. I don't mind the cool guy.
The best thing I probably saw on the opening segment is like Joe and Reigns were like jawing at each other and fucking Jordan's like, yeah, this is not, I deserve this net. Roman's like, bitch, who the fuck are you? Like,
and even Joe's like, you want some of this bar?
He gave him the face, like, who the fuck men are talking right now?
Joe's Twitter post after Raw, where he captioned Jason Jordan's like, I don't want to go to school today, Dad. And it's the picture of Jordan on the floor, and Joe pummeled him in the back. I want to see Jordan versus Joe,
because we've seen Roman versus. Jason Jordan.
I mean, Jordan.
Both Jordan twice already.
Yeah. And they were both good.
They were both good.
This one was good.
This was
too.
Another 20-minute match.
This is another match of the week candidate for me as well.
Sure.
I would like to say something about Jason Jordan, though. I think that WWE is doing a superb job at making us hate him the same way they made us hate Kurt Angle. Because, this is annoying motherfucker who can't be whatever. But he's actually good in the ring. But, you're not from around here. And then, like, try to dismiss him. Because he's annoying and persistent. And, like, come on. And, like, you got to notice me. He's like Butters. No. And Kurt Angle was like Butters. And he's just like his dad. And everybody doesn't like him. And we're getting played like fucking fiddles.
Also,
and I love it.
Also.
I love it that we hate him.
Three words.
Okay.
And it's going to bring back a WWE legend. What does he want? One more match. He's the new Christian. Christian, everyone was like, fucking this guy with the fucking match.
Yeah.
That's it. Dude, every that's what the WWE is doing. They're having him that play that. Come on, Dad. Come on. You know I can do it. And every week, Kurt's like, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then the fact that Booker T said that Kurt Angle doesn't know how.
He doesn't have experience being a father. And they showed that picture
like
on life.
Fucking
like
eight kids.
Half of them are Jarrett's.
Yeah.
Now.
That's a lot of experience if you know how to raise other people's fucking kids, you dick.
Those are slap nuts right there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, but dude, they had a really good match. It was another match movie candidate.
Yeah.
And the shit with Joe is going to be good.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's going to be
And I
he's so over dude. He was gone for like 2 months. Came back people, over than ever.
Plus LA. He's from LA. Yeah, he's from LA. He's gonna get that pop.
He has that SoCal, right?
Mm-hmm. He could be wearing a fucking Trump shirt. He's gonna get a pop. Yeah, it's fucking joke. Yeah.
But just the thing about Jason Jordan, just put a cap on it. I think that they've done a good move with mm-hmm. them saying that he's Kurt's son.
Yeah.
Because people have been hating it. Oh man, he shouldn't be Kurt's mm-hmm. son. This and that. You sat here and said, I don't like it. Da, da, da. But the way that they're booking him just like the second coming of Kurt, mm-hmm. pretty much. And they're doing a good job because you're pissed off at it.
The only reason that it's not entertaining for me
is entertaining
for me.
Okay.
Kurt's Olympic gold medalist.
Uh-huh.
Christian was in a fucking tag team with Edge and won a shit ton of titles and won the title because Edge retired in his honor. What the fuck has Jason Jordan done to get any respect?
All the more reason. No, no, listen.
No, for me to care. I know. I'm not entertained.
That's all the more reason for people to be dismissive of him. Yeah. Because what you just said is the exact same thing that Booker says.
Booker's stuff.
That Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe feel about this guy. Like, who the hell is this guy?
That's it. Raymond Rose.
You're going to call him Raymond Rose, huh?
That's a TNA Raymond
Rose. I know that guy.
Now debuting
Raymond Rose.
The Samoan Reign. Raymond Rose.
Thumbs up or thumbs down on the newest fling on WWE? Enzo and Nia Jax.
How you doing?
Mm. Like that?
You lose
a thumb in there.
Oh God. Yes, dude, I love it. Other than the fact that I don't want this to be a thing where Nia Jax is going to be the new Alicia Fox for a while, where she's just like lost in the cruiserweight shuffle. You know, I don't want her to go away. I want her to still be prominent, still have the spot that she has now, and to be interested in Enzo. I want both of them together. And right now, WWE hasn't shown me any indication either way.
Yeah.
So I'm excited because I love the way where she was like, how you doing?
They showed the indication that they can't even do that right.
That made me go, bing! You know, so I was like,
Enzo,
yeah.
Enzo didn't sell it. He was like,
Enzo was like, what?
It's not all his fault.
You're doing all right.
Because I noticed something. Right. I noticed something, and it sounds like you guys didn't notice.
What's that?
There's no fucking way that Enzo and Nia are eye level.
Oh, no. I noticed that. Yeah, I noticed that.
There was some kind of.
There was a camera trickery.
Yeah.
One was standing closer to the camera than the other or something. Or someone was standing on a box.
Or a fucking ladder. It's fucking Enzo.
Yeah.
Or Nia was on her knees already.
Yeah.
When
Jericho and Kevin would do interviews and Felipe would have to fucking put his legs up wide apart because he was so taller than everybody.
Oh.
Felipe.
How about the loser weights, man?
You know, after the Nia thing, I don't even remember what the hell was going on with Enzo and the other cruiserweights.
Qualifier for the title shot.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, Gabagulak!
Gabagulak
mm-hmm. is going to be fighting Richie Swanee.
Yes.
This Monday.
Yes.
But dude, Enzo leaving the microphone behind after Raw and fucking Gabagulak picks it up
on 205.
Oh my God, dude.
What's Mr. Burns, what are you doing over there?
You guys already went past it.
Okay, please.
Match of the week pick. Cruiserweights, baby.
What?
That fucking match was art. That match was so entertaining. That match was so fun to watch.
Whoa, dude.
That match had spot after spot after spot after really good wrestling after really good wrestling after that move. What is it called again? With the fucking top rope and the fucking goddamn. They said that was.
Oh, the flux capacitor, the standing Spanish fly?
Yeah, the Spanish
top fly. Rope. Top after rope. After he got hit with a Spanish fly in the ring.
Yeah. Yes. Dude, all everyone shine. And I love the Gulak just. He fucking won. Everybody fucking gave their. Oh my God, Cedric Alexander's never looked better. That fucking lumbar check. Oh my God,
the way people brutal. Bounce off, dude. Noam Dar sells it like the Rock sells the Stunner.
Yeah,
he's like flying like out the building, just flapping like a fish out of water.
Him and Ali, gee, they did really well together. Nice. Oh man, Ali, I'm in. Gee. I'm so in that bicycle kick fucking.
This is how you get the eight pack.
That's
very fun.
Dude, the whole match. I didn't care who won. I was already 75% of the match had already finished, and I was already. That's like this is my match of the week pick already. I have not been. I was not swayed by any other fucking match this week.
Okay.
He could be wrong if he wants to.
No, I don't know if you're wrong. He built a very strong case. That was a really good match.
Fucking good. And coming from me, I've not watched 205 since July.
That's true.
I fast forward every Cruiserweight match on Raw, and I was, something about it was like, let me see. Oh, I'm glad I watched. Mm. And the crowd was into it.
Yes.
And they kept crying. That was old school, like WCW Cruiserweight matches where they were tepid in the beginning, and you could just hear, you could hear the treble rising, and by the time the match was over, that popped.
That's what you just said is exactly what I said. I was like, this is like Rey Mysterio versus like
Chris Jericho,
Ultimo Dragon. This is what this reminds me of.
Okay.
WCW Cruiserweight.
I hope this is the most optimistic I'm going to be about this company tonight. I hope they pull the trigger and they do some kind of crossroads between Drew Gulak and fucking
Enzo,
have Gulak be the number one contender.
I think that's
even better. Have Hideo debut by costing Enzo the title to Gulak. That's how he gets respect.
Gobble Gulak.
But it's so funny that we have the cruiserweight division be all about flippy dippies and whatnot. If Gulak wins next week, we're gonna have the two non Flippy Dippy guys wrestling for
dude, but that's so much fun, man. Exactly. His feud with Ali, where he was like, anti-high flyer, and then he would get on the middle rope and his legs were shaking like he just crapped out a chicken.
He brought that back with knees. Hey, man, it's a no-fly zone in the middle of the match.
Like, yeah, he took that on 205.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah. He's over as fuck. Dude. And I've read some of the shit he used to do in CZW.
That's the door.
Bludgeon Brothers are coming.
I
dun 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 dun.
All right.
The best promo of the week was the backstage segment with Drew Gulak and everybody else. And it's like, yeah, we're the Justice League. You know, when Superman's gone, when Enzo's gone, me, the Batman, is here to keep everything together. And you know, Noam Dar, you're the Flash. You know, and then he gets to Daivari. He goes, Daivari, you're Wonder Woman. And he's like, where the fuck am I Wonder Woman? And he goes, because you're a warrior and you have a great fashion sense. Don't interrupt me again. That's fucking soul, dude.
It was gold.
Yeah.
It was gold.
Yeah.
He's good, man. He's good on the mic and he's not bad in the ring. Man. He's just like.
He tells a good story in the ring.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I hope. I mean, Rich Swann's fun and all. Dude, it's time to freshen it up.
Yeah. It's time.
You need to have new champions, like, as far as cruiserweights. You need, like, you can't recycle them in cruiserweights because there's so much to go around that you can't recycle.
Yeah, and then you had the lengthy title reign with Neville, so, you know, it's okay if we do a little bit of hot potato.
Yeah.
Who wants to walk with Elias?
Me!
Ooh, I do.
I want to walk with Elias. I like Elias.
I want to.
I like Elias a lot.
I want to complain about something.
You better not be complaining about Elias.
I'm complaining about Elias, but not about Elias.
You invited him.
I'm complaining about... Remember when Finn Balor and AJ Styles tore the fucking house down?
Okay.
And then remember like the next day, Kane fucking murdered Finn Balor?
Yes.
Remember when Elias had a fucking match of the week against Roman Reigns?
And tore the house down?
Braun Strowman fucking murdered him? What the fuck?
Okay.
Why? Yeah. You don't get to do that. You don't get to come into somebody's life and make them care, then go away. Dale Horowitz, Walking Dead. I could just go to Dale from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You fucking build them up and you just knock them down. Mm-hmm. For why?
For why?
For why?
For why?
For why not?
And he's still over as fuck.
That's why. He's because it doesn't matter. Elias is still over.
That dude. Crowd was so loud.
He does cover songs on house shows, dude. Legit.
Oh, yeah, he does Wonderwall.
He did something else over the weekend. I forgot what it was.
He told Kurt Angle to get off of his phone. And Kurt was like, okay, fine. Like, backstage, he's just like, fucking, he did his shtick backstage, and it worked backstage.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it worked in L.A. It's just good. It's so good. He's really good, man. I hope they're just holding on to him to send some more.
They're just trying to remind the LA crowd that Braun's over. They were just in LA 2.5 months ago for No Mercy.
Yeah.
And now they're back again to remind everyone, hey, remember you used to like Braun? And what are you doing with Braun? I don't know.
Good point.
Kane says, you know, how do you do it with the monster among monsters or whatever?
How do you unmonster a monster?
Yeah.
I don't know. You vote Republican.
Yeah, they're gonna fight
in Tennessee.
Yeah.
What?
That's how you turn a monster out of a monster. Yes. Put him in office.
Shut up, Chris.
Tag team main event.
Boom.
Match of the week candidate.
I feel like I've never seen this match before.
Wait, he just said match of the week candidate.
Because I finally, after 3 fucking months, I finally sat down and told my dude Travis, don't fast forward this. I need to understand so I can either complain correctly or be shut up. And they finally shut me up. I finally saw a Seth and Dean versus the Bar match.
Really?
And it was actually good.
I don't think they've ever had a match before.
Are you fucking serious? Yeah, SummerSlam!
I feel like this is the first time. I'm fucking joking. God damn. I'm so sick and tired of watching them fucking wrestle. But I could watch them wrestle again next week.
Or you will. It's a tribute to the troops. Yeah. It's all 3 members of the Shield against the Bar and Samoa fucking Joe.
Fuck
yeah. Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Why'd you give him the fucking stripping song from like the 50s?
That's his, that's his music. No, because the original song he came out to at Breakable is atrocious. Yes. Ugh. Ding, 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 ding. I got the fuck. Oh, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, match we can. Boom! That was a horrible 2 impression. But you got my gist.
Yeah, that was way better.
My match of the week pick.
Right. Here we go. What's your match we pick?
Randy Orton versus Sami Zayn, main eventing SmackDown Live.
Are we done with Raw? Yeah,
that's it from Raw.
Were we done?
Because y'all apparently didn't want to talk about Finn going back down to irrelevancy by fighting fucking the Miztourage.
Yeah.
That's her. That's everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Main event. Randy Orton, Sami Zayn.
Sami versus Randy was good.
That was a really good match.
Mm-hmm.
The ending was kind of cool. The thing that I loved the most out of that whole match actually happened after the match.
Singing Nakamura's theme.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the dude.
After the match, promo for next week. Oh,
for the Night of Champions.
Saying that it's going to be, you know, whatever the tag
team. Match. Mm-hmm. And if they lose,
they're
gone.
They're gone. And Shane's a special guest referee. This whole time,
this
Shane's doing this.
The heel turn has to happen.
Daniel's like,
what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Shane is proving Sami and KO right.
Yeah.
You know, and I find it intriguing.
Yes. Yeah.
Even though I'm supposed to boo the heels in this, the heels have a good point and I'm intrigued by it. Yeah. And I kind of want a Daniel Bryan heel turn. But even if it happens, it's technically a heel turn, but I won't see it as a heel turn because right now I'm like, you know what? Fuck Shane.
It's the Jinder Mahal turn. It's the whole.
Okay. It's not gender against. It's not gender against a wrestler. It's gender against the audience.
Yeah,
it's Daniel Bryan. Hey, it's not Daniel against wrestlers. It's Daniel against the authority, which is the feud that we dropped off when he hurt his neck.
Right.
Basically,
which they except
now.
Back up.
Except now he's
power. And I think that we might have an interesting story with Shane just amongst himself because Shane has always been the Steph, you're taking it too far kind of guy.
And now he's going like,
too far. Yeah. Now he's
a little he's like Rick from Walking Dead right now. I still don't know what the fuck he's doing. He's in charge.
Yeah. Like he's always been like, you know what? I'm going to walk away from this. You know, Dad, I bought WCW out from underneath you. I'll take care of it. I'll do right by everyone. But he's, even though he always tries to do right in this sense, he's seeming like he's like all the other fucking McMahons. And that's an interesting, to me, an interesting story there to tell.
Dude, you just like made so much sense like with the random ass like little thing. Hmm. This season of The Walking Dead at the SmackDown, Daniel Bryan is the fucking Daniel Bryan is Daryl to Shane McMahon's Rick. Or backwards.
Rick is trying to get normalcy and Daryl's already trained to like, kill on site.
And Shane's like, oh, is that? And fucking Daniel Bryan's like, hey, what the fuck?
Hey, calm down.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly the exact, you know, what's going on.
I punished him.
Yeah.
Mojo is Morgan. He don't need nobody to tell him what to do.
But yeah, I think we're going to get a fucking main card Undisputed Era.
But knowing WWE, are we going to get a Daniel Bryan heel turn or a Daniel Bryan turn at the pay-per-view? Or is it possible that we get a Randy Orton heel turn on Nakamura? Nakamura, the guy that just showed up on NXT and everybody loves him, forgetting, holy crap, Randy Orton's a 14-time heavyweight champion, third generation, and y'all gonna just sweep his ass under the rug? Kevin, you know how many vaginas I've moistened? And you're gonna give it up for fucking Szechuan sauce over here? No. No, I'm the man.
Kevin Owens made a very, very valid point. He buried the fuck out of Randy Orton. Oh, he fucking buried him. Dude, by saying you're just
a Walking Dead. He's already he's deeper than Baron Corbin 6 feet.
Yeah, you're basically saying you're just a hired goon.
You know, if I was thinking that Randy Orton wasn't going to come out and again prove them right, I thought he was going to come out and say, you know what, you got a point.
Yeah.
You know, but no, he went out there and proved him right. Like, hey, yeah, you are.
That's exactly what he said. All he did was prove him right.
That's exactly what he did. Robert Medlin, he says that this is really more like Iron Man.
Two broke girls.
Iron Man versus Captain America, or D-Vry is Captain America.
There you go.
I don't watch this one.
And Seth, what's up, Seth?
X-Men is the only like comic book shit that I watch.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just least it went out with a bang with Logan.
Yeah.
Seth is in there just going
to New Mutants is going to be different, dude.
Yeah. You already missed it. You missed the Broken Matt Hardy talk. No more deletes.
Rewind to the beginning. We go into it like 7 minutes.
Was it that quick?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
What? Yeah.
We're talking more about crabs than Broken Matt Hardy.
Yeah. Tartar sauce. Not Szechuan sauce.
We
don't need
to talk about crabs again.
So.
We got some giggles going on over there.
How about Mojo?
He said, okay, thanks, guys.
Oh, fuck. You know, before I can't mention this before the show. I'm sorry it's gone this long without saying. Happy Rusev Day, guys.
Oh!
Happy Rusev Day.
Happy Rusev Day.
Machka! Utria! It's
Rusev Day. Even if you watch this late,
it's still Rusev Day.
Yeah. Every day is Rusev Day.
Right.
Even in Smarch. It's Rusev Day.
And we are happening upon the 12 days of Rusev.
Yes.
By the way.
Yeah.
What happened on the first day of Rusev?
A can of tuna? I don't know. It was a tag team victory?
A tag team victory.
Well, they
the second won. Day. Second day of Rusev, we get a badass new t-shirt. I want that shirt.
I'm gonna buy
that
shirt.
As soon as I Google Translate whatever the fuck it says on the back. Because I know that's not my name.
It probably says Happy Rusev Day.
Yeah.
Probably is.
So what's on the third day of Rusev?
Mojo Rawley's heel turn.
You never get to the third day because every day is Rusev Day.
Three topless Lanas.
There you go. That's one for each.
Yeah, we all just went off. So they get added into the title match. Yes. So now it's a fatal four-way.
Yes.
Usos, New Day, Gable and Benjamin, and now Rusev and English.
I like it.
Yeah. I want Rusev and English to win these titles, dude.
Yeah, I want them to win because, again, New Day doesn't need them. Usos have proven that they don't need them. Now, they're over no matter what, I think.
Then Gable and
The money feud right now could be New Day against Gable and Benjamin. New Day is going to have the opportunity to extract some charisma out of Gable because he can be charismatic.
Oh yeah.
And hopefully if there's anyone that can get something charismatic out of Shelton Benjamin, it would Gable. Be the New Day. It would be the New Day.
Okay.
Otherwise, dude, unless might as well have Benjamin cut 15 pounds and throw him on the 205. Because half the people there don't need personality as long as you wrestle.
He's gonna come more than 15 and get 205. He's pretty thick with two C's.
Yeah.
Thick.
Yeah, we had fucking Gronk turned fucking heel on Sunday on the field.
Fucking concussion protocol.
Yeah, and then
damn,
he was just like
the week before that. Mojo had
that
turned
a horrible Kyrie Sane impression that, that Gronk did. He's just like
his legs didn't even go up.
Yeah, he just and he went forward.
Yeah, he went forward.
That fucking Gronk. Well, Mojo was the one who trained him, so that explains it.
So much sense.
Yeah, so anyway, we had a Gronk heel turn, and then
Mojo turned.
How much of a heel turn can it be if you're already playing for the Patriots, though? Like, you're already a heel.
It threw me off because heels don't wear yellow.
No. Yeah, he still needs to do something.
Heels don't wear yellow.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
His promo did make a lot of sense, though.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, Zack Ryder getting hurt was like the best thing that ever happened to me.
Was it Rusev Day when the Astros won the World Series?
Yes.
Yes.
In fact, that was probably
That's probably why. It's probably why we won.
That's why. Yes.
Yeah.
Because it was Rusev Day.
Yes.
Yeah. Shit, imagine if it was English Day. Who the fuck cares if it was English Day? Rusev Day. That's where the machka is.
All of it. Juicy, meaty machka.
The machka and the putria.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Dude, I'm totally sidetracked. I have no idea what we were talking about.
That's how much we care about Mojo, apparently.
Yeah,
fuck
Mojo. Yeah.
Mojo not, I don't care anything about Mojo.
Yeah.
Hey, weren't we supposed to get fucking Fashion Files this week? Never happened.
We didn't get it. What happened?
I don't know.
Where did they go?
The Bludgeon Brothers came out.
Yeah. They had a match. They beat two jobbers, which isn't that kind of weird that they went from beating an established tag team to then beating jobbers? Is that
like Asuka beating Emma then going to jobbers?
Yeah, shouldn't that be the other way around?
Yeah.
Okay.
WWE.
Yeah.
Whose line is it anyway?
We're almost done, actually.
Yeah, SmackDown.
How about somebody wanted to complain about the Riot Squad? Was it you?
I didn't want to complain about it.
I complained about it in the last segment.
How about now?
And he said, I think they're fucking I think they're flat already because of how they're being booked. I think Ruby's
they going off the cliff of Ruby's nose.
God damn it, Chris.
Oh, I wasn't gonna say anything.
Don't worry, I'm the guy that gets dirty. Yeah, I take care of it for you. Yeah, I got you.
I can't say about nose. I'm just glad both my kids got my wife's nose because my nose fucking too.
I got fucking What's two not that bad?
We are talking about your nose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, I can do this. Listen. I can
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah,
you just popped your nose.
Yeah.
I can't, too, because my bridge is broken from the top.
That's why I can.
Yeah, but I got
my nose busted during a fight.
I can't do it because I start going Ralph Wiggum. Like,
I hope the microphone.
Oh, it caught it. I saw the little ball.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
my new ringtone.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I don't want it to be because I genuinely like two out of the three of those girls. I really, really like Ruby Riott, her character, and her in ring.
I'm guessing it's Logan you're not liking.
Yes, I've been to Liv Morgan matches.
Yeah, she fucked up her promo.
That promo was shitty. Bad. It was dumb. You could tell she didn't write it, and she was kind of
hesitating.
Yeah, but so was Sonya 2 weeks ago when she was on the ramp.
Yeah,
and when she was on the apron and she was saying her line, and she was like, you could tell halfway she didn't believe her lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they're not committing to their characters.
I'm afraid that they're throwing too much country onto her, and she's kind of country, but she ain't that country.
Yeah, I don't know anything about her.
I think they're forcing the country.
Yeah.
In her.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking New Mexico is not country.
Yeah.
Is that where she's from? New Mexico.
No, she ain't Texas. What I'm saying is, dude, you already had them complain to Daniel Bryan, and then you had the fucking welcoming committee get back together. And fucking complained to Daniel Bryan. And had
somebody just came.
And they had the cat fight. And then they had a cat fight in the middle of a match. And I'm just like, dude, look what Absolution is doing. They are Absolution.
Mm-hmm. Invasions do not involve the invading group being backstage in the office with the general manager trying to get their way. They take their way. They don't ask for their way.
Good point.
We don't bother.
Why did you just come again?
Because Randy, my wife,
in
the live chat, she says, I downloaded the Bulgarian keyboard and copied the characters from the back of the shirt of the Rusev Day shirt into Google Translate, and it says, cheers.
That's like nine words too many.
Yeah. It says, cheers. Happy Rusev Day, everyone.
Happy Rusev Day. Yeah.
Now I just want to know how to pronounce that. How do you pronounce it?
To pronounce it correctly, we must pull out your tongue.
Calculus.
Yeah, Mountain Dew. I want the crab juice.
Yes. Oh yes.
Oh, dude, that September, that World Trade Center episode, one of my favorites, dude. Homer Simpson versus New York.
Yeah. Oh, Porsche is now asking in the live chat if Randy and I got married on Rusev Day. Our anniversary's on Rusev Day, guys.
You can never forget your anniversary.
That sucks for you. You gotta buy your gift every fucking day. Cheers, bitch.
Oh, goddamn.
A friend, Robert Medlin says, a friend of mine refers to Ruby as that sexy Snoopy nose.
What?
Oh, God.
Liv is Woodstock.
Well, all right. I kind of get it. What you guys are saying
Liv
now
is cute.
About the Riot Squad kind of being TOA right now. Yeah. But
that was apocalypse.
I don't feel that. I didn't feel that before talking to you guys. I did notice that Sarah's promo was bad, but I was like, okay, well, whatever. But they're still featuring all three of them in a prominent role. They're going to be involved in the match at the pay-per-view. Yeah, they're going to be Lumberjacks, but
Jills.
I mean...
Lumberjills.
Well, they were referring to them as Lumberjacks. Yeah, they're dropping that whole sexist shit.
Yeah. So, no, hold on. One more little complaint on my end again.
Okay.
Liv Morgan tells Daniel Bryan, I know you like brunettes, but you guys should give the blonde a try.
And you have a fucking
Natty versus... it's Natty versus...
Sarah Logan's a fucking brunette!
Oh my God, why can't I remember her name? It's Natty versus Charlotte for the title. Two blondes.
Yeah.
That's what she was trying to say.
Natural, though.
Yeah, but she was trying to say, what do you got against blondes? Picture post! There's two blondes going for the title. He has nothing against blondes.
Yeah.
So, like, her argument was wrong.
It's not too late to swap out Sarah Logan for another diva on NXT. Just bring in Cassius Ohno.
What?
He's got the boobs.
And the hair.
Yes.
Hurt plus. Yeah. Did you see that sign? Orgasm in the shower? Is that...
I love it.
It's jojoba oil, and you know it.
Are there any questions for us for anybody that's in the chat room before we go? Because this is a 3-minute warning.
Lumberjanes.
Before we're gone.
Charlotte's going to be on Psych on Thursday. You care?
The movie.
Psych the movie.
No, starring Charlotte. Yes. That's exactly what Michael Cole said. Starring Charlotte. Holy fuck no.
No? Do you care? I don't. I've never watched Psych.
I never watched Psych either.
So I don't know. I mean, good for her. Yay. She's got a role in something outside of WWE. Good job. But
I watched the 30 for 30 after all.
The Ric Flair one.
I hadn't watched it.
Yeah.
I'm halfway through it.
It was pretty damn good.
The animation's funny.
Yeah. Well, that's what kind of drew me off of it. The first like 10 minutes, I was bored. Yeah, the animations were kind of cool. But like his pre-story or whatever was like, whatever, I don't care. And then once he started getting to the good shit where he talks about the industry and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Man, that was a really good fucking documentary. At the end, you're just like, oh, wow, yeah.
So, I've seen enough documentaries that involve the beginning of Ric Flair's career that I was hoping to get the juicy stuff. So once I get to the second half, like the end of WCW.
Abel said it best.
Kid dying.
We really don't get anything that we don't already know.
Yeah.
It's just told very well to people who – you could tell this place to people who aren't
– casuals.
Who are casuals.
So people that watch ESPN are necessarily not wrestling fans.
Yeah.
But they'll probably enjoy it because 30 for 30 just cranks out good shit.
They could have been like, oh, I remember watching Ric Flair when I was a kid, but like that's it. And like, oh man, this is really interesting.
Casuals will leave that watching that documentary going, that guy's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he kind of is.
He is. You watch the
he's
towards the end. He's
beloved, but he's also like, should we really?
He's literally a man of two different families. You could tell the two different families see him two different ways.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like that other kid?
The other girl?
Yeah, the other girl?
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, fuck him.
Fuck that guy. David was like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, David was too. Yeah. You know, David had a full-on fucking WCW career, and like he was in that documentary for like 10 seconds. It's like, yeah, fuck that guy. Yeah. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
So there was a couple of things that they kind of glossed over in that 30
for his TNA run.
Yeah, they kind of glossed over his TNA run.
Oh yeah, you haven't got there yet, but yeah, it's a cup of coffee.
I mean, they say, oh well, he retired, he didn't really retire.
He needed the money. So,
they kind of poo pooed the fact that he went to TNA, but like I was telling this to Arnold, I didn't mind his TNA, other than the fact that he wrestled after he retired.
Because we were there when it happened.
And he bastardized that.
Yeah.
His run in TNA wasn't that bad because I fucking love Fortune.
I still, to this day, have to watch the whole video every single time of him and Jay Lethal.
Yes! He made Jay Lethal.
Oh my God.
That's my line.
Yeah.
No, the original promo where he comes out with the ring and impersonates Rick, and Ric Flair's like, do you know who I am? In your world, I'm God. And then that's how the whole feud started. Mm. That fucking first promo you need to watch.
Yeah. It's good.
It's priceless.
Robert Redland says Monday's table for three is going to be awesome. It's going to be Flair, Sting, and Steamboat.
Finally. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I was telling you off the air where we're in work, the why I really like that the 30 for 30 is I low-key, super low-key, because I never talk about him, but Ricky Steamboat is one of my all-time favorite wrestlers. I just remember growing up and loving Ricky Steamboat. Even like the stupid-ass dragon character, I loved it. And in the ring, I remember one of the first matches I remember, like, because, you know, we watch wrestling and this and that, But the one of the first matches I remember sitting down and paying attention to, random ass match. I think it was on like WCW Worldwide on like a Saturday.
Okay.
But it was like it was Ricky Steamboat versus Stunning Steve Austin. Random as fuck. Okay. That match was always just like, holy shit. This match is fucking good. And I was like 7, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I love Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
He's probably one of the most underrated wrestlers of all time.
Definitely.
People don't give him as much fanfare as he deserves.
Yeah, yeah. He deserved a lot more. Because in his return, he should have had more. Mm-hmm. But.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me. I wanted to say something earlier about Mysteraj. More specifically about Axel. If he stays in this role where he, you know, has the collar, the neck brace, and he Cowboy Bob Orton's it and just, like, has a neck brace for, like, 3 fucking years.
The new D-Lo with the vest.
Mm-hmm. Then what I would like for him to do is become more of, like, yes, he is still a contemporary wrestler, but because he's injured, be in a sideline managerial role.
Like Bobby Heenan.
Well, no. I was going to say, like his dad. Mr. Perfect, when Perfect was Flair's,
yeah, he was.
I want Axel to come out with the bedazzled fucking back of his suit that just says Curtis, bedazzled across the shoulders. I want that.
Yeah.
I want that so bad. I want him to be his daddy.
That'd be awesome.
You're going to have to spit out the bubble gum and knock it out first.
I try that all
the time. He can't do that with the neck. He can't do it.
Yeah. Straight up.
It's in his hair.
Oh, God. All right.
Anything else?
New Japan
talked about that already.
Is gonna be on Access TV.
That's smart. The one thing you want to do is give away on your to general audience. That's you trying to attract. You're giving away Jericho versus Omega. Yeah, that's smart.
2 days later, but fuck it.
Yeah. So 2 days is a quick turnaround time.
Yeah.
Because they're already gonna be having Jim Ross and somebody else on commentary live for the whole Wrestling Kingdom show.
Is that Kevin Kelly?
No. I think it's Jim Ross and Josh Barnett.
That's who was last at G1.
Last yeah.
Yeah, they did really well together.
I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've been doing it for well over a year now, so they've already got chemistry. So they did the G1 the summer special.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the one I saw, and they did a really good job.
So
because they were putting over people like Mr. Ass. What the fuck? What?
We all know how much you love ass.
Right? Yes, I'm an ass.
Porsche reminded me in the live chat. Thank you, Porsche. Do we have any fucks to give about WWE being completely on USA Network next week with the Tribute to the Troops and NXT both being on USA?
I don't give a flying I'm sorry.
You took the words out of my mouth.
It sucks that I'm going to say what I'm going to say because it's typical assholery. Because what I'm about to say is I have family in the armed forces. Yes. The Tribute to the Troops episodes are inconsequential to the timeline of WWE. So in essence, I don't give a fuck about the Tribute to the Troops episode of wrestling. However, they better open NXT with Aleister Black. They have to. The whole point of doing this whole NXT on Wednesday is because the contract is coming up for WWE and USA.
Yes.
They want to keep the five-hour deal that they have, but they're trying to go back to 2 hours on Monday Raw. And on Wednesday, they're going to actually show NXT on Wednesday. So this is the pilot of NXT television from Full Sail on Wednesday. And it's a big fucking ask for a network to highlight your programming 3 nights out of a week.
Yeah.
If they can make this work, then that could further lead to the possibility of having live NXT, which is ultimately what I want. Even if it's in Full Sail, live every week, instead of me reading 3 months worth of spoilers in 20 minutes.
I would love that.
Instead of taping showing us episodes from a takeover that had the matches that happened before takeover already happened.
You already know what happened at the last taping.
Yes.
Right? So, and is this NXT from next Wednesday going to be the first one of the tapings?
Tonight that we just missed because we're recording is the first night. From Full Sail.
Next
week's going to be the second night from Full Sail.
Okay.
They're building up for number one contender for Cien Almas. So they're having matches.
Yeah. Okay.
They're having some tonight.
Yeah.
The Aleister is in this tournament.
Ooh,
and so he better be opening the episode. The first thing you want casual viewers that are going to be watching TV for the first time, you put Aleister Black there, you're winning.
Who was Robert Aleister Black's first opponent? Cien Almas. Aleister Black is not losing until he fights in Almas. And even then, you might not lose.
Boo?
Take over Royal Rumble.
You must not have read all the spoilers there.
No, no.
I haven't read all the spoilers either.
I purposely don't read spoilers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't think he shouldn't lose. If he does, if he's lost, he shouldn't have. He should be. That's perfect thing to say. If he goes to this tournament, wins all the matches, at the end of the day, fights Almas for the belt, you could easily go back. Hey, his first match in NXT ever was against Almas, and
he beat his ass. Yeah.
So yeah. either way, that cookie crumbles. Aleister Black being the champion, San Almas wants his revenge. They keep that, or backwards, Aleister Black loses and he comes up.
Yeah.
Mm.
Either way,
delectable. I don't know.
I was gonna say the same thing. My second cousin has been in the army since I was freaking in middle school.
I'm not racist. I have.
I have never and will never give a fuck about the Tribute to the Troops episode. I've never watched one.
I did at the very beginning
when they were in Afghanistan and before internet, when I knew that I could find out what happened before. The first one was Steve Austin was a Santa and he stunned Vince McMahon in front of all the troops and they're all shooting guns and celebrating.
And they were like, I think the second one where they were sitting on a tank.
The first one was historic because it was literally in the war zone during the war.
Yeah.
So that had a lot of significance. That there were helicopters going around because they were worried that they would actually get attacked during taping. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first two or three where you can tell that it's not from your normal fucking, like, that would be a cool like DLC arena to have for WWE 2K18. Mm-hmm. Like in the desert, out in the open with like soldiers in the background. But these Tribute to the Troops now, it's too fabricated, it's too overproduced.
And it's inconsequential.
It's less of the reason and more of just the opportunity to boast themselves.
It feels like a Sanji Coleman special.
Yeah, it's more like a thing for WWE to show goodwill.
I'm surprised they don't do fucking camo ropes for the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they wouldn't be able to see the ropes and they'd fucking fall.
John Cena in a camo ring?
Oh my god.
Fuck.
Oh
god. Like, you may as well not even turn on the TV.
You'll see the same thing. You'll just see black.
Yeah. Like, you could might as well just have Cole just do that on a podcast, and that's it. Ugh. Have Cole just call the match and just make shit up.
Oh, Cena fell from the ceiling. He kicked out of two.
It'll be like watching fucking the Fight Club scene where fucking Ed Norton beats the shit out of himself.
Yeah. Robert Medley says, I'd watch it if it were on a battleship.
Yeah, well,
I'm surprised if it's not on the USS something.
Fucking body slam you.
Then that's how you sink the battleship. Yes.
D9. Fuck, D9 sunk my battleship.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
All right. Well then, till next week. Adios, my friends. Keep it classy.
Oh, geez.
End of the year. Aren't we doing end of the year soon?
Yes.
The 17th.
I take back my keep it classy. We're not done yet. Okay, yes.
The 17th.
Yes. The 17th, we're going to do our year in review special. We're going to have, what's our categories we got this year?
Male superstar of the year. Female superstar of the year.
Whoa. Who are we to assume either one of their genders?
WWE checks.
Oh, okay. Tag team of the year. Holy shit moment of the year. Most improved superstar. Most disappointing superstar. Rivalry of the year. Pay-per-view of the year, and then match of the year.
Match of the year.
So I'm campaigning for segment of the year. There's been a lot of good segments, but
we can throw that in.
It's not fair to anybody else because Festival of Friendship will knock everybody out of the water. Best segment.
Unless we get something really crazy from Matt Hardy within the next couple of weeks. Yeah. Okay. Basically, with the matches, we're going to watch the matches here on the telly. Decide what our match of year is. Jump on the on camera here. Say what our match of year is, and also do all those other things that we just said. And you already posted it on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I posted the questionnaire on Facebook. We've already got some interesting answers.
Yeah,
very interesting.
Okay, cool. Well, keep it up, guys. Keep responding.
You actually noticed while we were doing pre-tape before the show that we do not have a Lucha Underground match this year on our match of the year,
which is very surprising.
Posers.
I think maybe that was like controversy with, oh, you didn't watch this or I didn't watch that
special.
Yeah, we had that one special, and then I had the opportunity to put one of the matches on there. It was AR Fox versus
Killshot.
Killshot, And but I said no, but you were saying
that oh, sounds we like a Nintendo 64 game.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. But it's at the end of the year, nothing made it on. And that's very surprising.
You know what I forgot to add? What? Brand of the year. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, New Japan, Lucha. Something a consistency, dude. If we're gonna like tease the if we're gonna tease what the show's gonna be like, brand of the year for me. Quality over quantity, hands down, is Lucha Underground.
We'll do a Survivor Series that where we have like little like numbers every time one of them like superstar gets from SmackDown wins. We'll have a little fucking
I have a graphic.
Brand supremacy.
So it'll come down to it'll be a tie in the match of the year is.
Well, I'm not sure if I could do that on the live stream, but Randy, you got construction paper, right?
Oh shit!
Nobody watches this shit live anyway.
Yeah, I know. So that's gonna be exciting. So we look forward to that. That's gonna be coming in a couple of weeks. Holy shit!
We'll try to pinpoint a direct time that we'll actually be live airing our end of the year on Sunday. It'll be Sunday evening on the 17th sometime because we have 7 matches to watch for our match of the year.
Oh, okay, let's start watching right now. Who knows? Something might sneak on in the last minute.
Tetsuya Naito versus Hiroshi Tanahashi, Intercontinental title from New Japan, Wrestle Kingdom 11. Styles versus Cena for the WWE title at the Royal Rumble in San Antonio. Triple threat tag match, DIY Revival and Authors of Pain from NXT TakeOver Orlando. Tyler Bate versus Pete Dunne from TakeOver Chicago for the UK title.
That was a good one.
So far, that's gotten the most votes as far as match of the year, that match.
Okay.
Looking through the answers. Okada versus Omega, match number three. The semifinals of the G1 Climax that happened in August. New Day versus the Usos inside Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then rounding out the list as of today, Aleister Black versus Velveteen Dream from TakeOver War Games. Fan voting.
TakeOver Houston.
Yeah. TakeOver Houston. War Games. Houston.
TakeOver.
Okay.
War Games.
War Games.
Yeah. They didn't even make the fucking poster.
No.
No, they did. Speaking of Houston, there is some independent wrestling that is going on here in the city. First off, Saturday. Booker T's Reality of Wrestling. It's going to have
love it.
Christmas Chaos. That is their biggest show of the year.
It was. Now they just take shit like every other month, right?
Is there going to be somebody important there?
Well, Christmas Chaos is always their biggest show of the year. Okay. This year, they're going to have
Johnny Impact. Johnny Mundo. Johnny Morrison.
Johnny Nitro.
Johnny Rowe.
Yeah.
Johnny Houston.
Johnny the Reels. Johnny T. Booker T, I don't know.
That's just wrong.
Oh, and it's going to be live on Fight TV as well. I guess this is going to be their first time being on Fight TV live, right? Yeah, live. So if you can't make it down to Texas City,
so it's an event then. So it's not a TV taping like there was last year.
Correct.
Before bastardizing the event that we went to from the beginning.
Exactly.
Bitches.
So
no offense, bitch. Bitches. Yeah. Fucking Reality of Wrestling. How about fucking DZW?
Well,
toot your own horn there, Sparky.
This Sunday is at 4:00 is a free show. It is not a DZW only event. It is the tribute show to the passing of Tugboat Taylor. So a lot of different people from different promotions all across Texas, they're coming together and they're doing a show. Yeah. A lot of DZW stuff is involved with that, but that is going to be not at Olympus Arena in Katy. No, it's going to be at the VFW in Cypress right off of 290.
Old
school.
Really? I know exactly what it is now because I've been going to a freaking chiropractor over there.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so that's where it's going to, Tugboat Taylor. So come on out. So you can have wrestling on Saturday and wrestling on Sunday here in Houston. So
before you watch wrestling on TV Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Exactly. And Thursday. It was true to the troops.
Oh, fuck.
Friday.
Yeah.
Huh? Do they have a Friday show?
No.
Thank
Rusev.
Thank Rusev. All right. The following weekend after that, that's when DZW will be having their next show at Olympus Arena in Katy. The 16th. This is the date. And we are going to have the winner of the 6-man battle royal, which was Hambone. using that thing, because he won it, you know, he won a number one contendership, using that to face champion Silky Banes. So yeah, Hambone versus Silky. I hope they reinforce the ring. Mm-hmm. That's two big old boys.
I don't care about those two. You tell me if Hambone's mom is going to be selling the fudge.
He usually does bring the fudge.
Yeah.
So I would hope that there's fudge.
Yeah. Got the right reaction out of Randy. She is
looking back going, yeah, and she can't even eat that shit right now.
Fudge!
You can't?
I can and I will.
It's not carbonated.
She's like, I got to have a nibble.
Nah, she's going to tell a doctor, bitch, watch me eat this chocolate.
Nasty Nate, what's up, man? Even though you got in here live, what's up? He said we could just call him Johnny Bravo. You said Johnny Mundo. Johnny
Sorry, Bravo. Johnny we White. Pre-jacked this week. You showed up late. So maybe next week.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Now. Adios, my friends. Keep it classy. All right.
We'll have a second to make sure that people can hear us.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
That was
yeah.
the second time I got crabs. And
what about the first time?
I'm going to talk about the first time.
Oh, no. The clap.
How much tartar sauce did you use to get rid of those crabs?
Tartar sauce?
Didn't even think about tartar sauce.
Would have been
bitch, you never been to Long John Silver's? The cure for everything is tartar sauce.
I just deloused with some powdered sugar.
We have sound.
Powdered sugar.
Okay. Delicious. We have sound, by the way.
Yeah.
What?
I think we broke Randy. And it hurts for her to laugh right now, too.
She's woken.
I'm telling you, it's the drugs.